Good morning, mate. How's life?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. And yours?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
So why is it so important to encourage Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to enter tertiary education, and university in particular?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is we know that university graduates tend to be healthier. They tend to have higher disposable incomes. And they tend to have greater control over their lives. And they tend to be able to withstand some of the ups and downs in the economy more so than people who don't have tertiary qualifications. So what the program seeks to do is to create an opportunity where young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from across the country can really take control to a much greater degree of their future by giving them the power to make decisions and to prepare themselves for that important transition from high school to university to working life.
What barriers exist currently for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to enter university?
Well, there are a couple of key issues that we have to tackle. The first of them is the size of the pipeline to university. You know, we've seen really great numbers of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids complete high school. The increases have been really very encouraging. The last set of numbers I saw suggested or showed to me that there were 1,700, for example, in New South Wales that completed the HSC. This is about 2 years ago, completed the HSC. But one of the challenges is that only about 600 of those students got an ATAR, an Australian Tertiary Admission Rank. Now, the ATAR score is the qualifier that allows you to enrol in university. And, you know, if you're not a mature age student, you need an ATAR. So a significant proportion, less than half of those students who completed their HSC got an ATAR. Okay. And of those students that got an ATAR, about 110 of them got an ATAR greater than 75. So one of the problems that we've got is that we've got to make sure that more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students complete their HSC, absolutely, but we've got to make sure that more of them do the subjects that will allow them to get an ATAR, and we've got to make sure that the ATAR score that they get improves, because if that happens, it gives them greater choice about career prospects into the future.
Now, as you described, the program invites young people from right around the country to come and experience what life would be like at Sydney Uni. What kind of experiences do they receive?
Well, you know, it's often the case. The program goes from year 9 and 10 and 11 and 12. So the year 9 and 10 students get a slightly different experience to the 11 and 12s. The 9 and 10s come in and they'll get a bit of a sense about, you know, at that stage, they're generally already started to think about what sort of career they might like to have. So there's a bit of, oh, so that's what a medical student really is about, or is that what a pharmacist does, or is that what an engineer does? So they get a taste of that sort of an experience. They also get a taste of the life of university. You know, as a university student, it's a bit different from being a high school student. There's a lot more emphasis placed on your own self-motivation, getting yourself there, getting things done. So it's about helping those young people understand this is the sort of change that they're going to go through when they leave high school and come to university. But it's also about making sure they understand that university isn't just about the study. It's also about the friendships, about the social networks. It's about the fun you have. Mm. And when you get to university, you know, those of us that have been to university remember very clearly friends and colleagues that we first met at university and many, many years later are still friends and colleagues. You know, so that's the sort of experience that these young people get. The year 11 and 12s are slightly different. They're really thinking about their HSC. So we take a deeper dive into their profession of choice, you know, whether they want to be an engineer or a physicist or a veterinary scientist or, you know, nurse. We take a deeper dive into that profession and we start to get them really geared up about what are the sorts of scores I need to think about if I want to become a nurse. And then we use the program, particularly for the year 12s, to connect them mid-year with a winter program where we invite all of the year 12s back and we offer them an intensive HSC preparation where they really get a chance to, you know, sort of work through the challenges that are still bugging them in the months in the lead up to their HSE. So they get to talk to tutors, they get to understand the sorts of questions that will be asked in an HSE and how you might go about answering those questions in a way that gets you the best mark. But it's not just the year 12s that walk away with the experience. The year 19, 11 and 12s all get access to online tutorial support provided by the university from whenever they come to the program. So for the year 9 students, it could be that they end up with 4 years of tutorial support from the university.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic program. Professor Shane Houston, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Not a problem, Mitch. Good to talk to you.